ちょっと
頑張り。
Welcome to Cartoons, a celebration of the music and artists we love to listen to in the car. Proudly supported by Cam Clark Ford. Visit them today at camclarkford.com.
Welcome back to Cartoons, where we celebrate the legends of Alberta's music scene and their music you've loved to listen to in your car over the years. I'm Paul Brandt, and today we're paying tribute to a true icon of Canadian music, Ian Tyson. His songs have captured the essence of the Canadian West, and his influence on the music industry is immeasurable. I've even got a special story about Ian and I that I'll share with you later. So stay tuned to Cartoons.
He'll always be Alberta's child. Yes, he will.
Ian Tyson's story begins in the foothills of the Rockies, a landscape that would deeply influence his music. Born in Victoria, British Columbia in 1933, Tyson moved to Alberta in his youth, where his love for the cowboy lifestyle and Western music took root.
We had radio, and radio was a big, big thing. You know, the first country song, I remember the song, Wreck on the Highway by Roy Acuff, and it blew my mind completely.
I heard the crash on the highway, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
I'd never heard a sound like that. I mean, I was singing to the cows and the chickens and the, you know.
Tyson's early career was marked by his partnership with Sylvia Fricker, a folk artist who was performing at a party one of Ian's friends attended, who told him about her. Soon after they met, they decided to form the duo Ian and Sylvia. Their sound resonated with audiences, but it was their song Four Strong Winds, released in 1963, a year before they would be married, that became a defining moment in Canadian music history.
Folk songwriting explosion started in the early 60s down in Greenwich Village.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change.
Four Strong Winds has been hailed as one of the greatest Canadian songs. Ian shares inspiration behind this timeless classic.
Dylan was there, of course, on McDougal Street with us, and we were all there. There was Tom Paxton and Peter Polamere, and we all played at this place called Gertie's Folk City, which is over near NYU. And one rainy afternoon, he came in and sang me a song, and I say that it's Blowing in the Wind. I started to get it a little bit because I thought the imagery was really good. And I thought, I bet I could do that because of ignorance of naivete, you know. So I phoned up Albert Grossman, our manager, and I said, can I use your apartment this afternoon to try and write a song? And he said, sure. And he had a little apartment over on the east side, and then I went over there and I wrote Four Strong Winds in about half an hour. That's how it happened. All you can say about the first song is there's such a headwaters of experiences of your life, you know, that's been untapped, you know. So your chances are, you know, with that untried, untested, all that stuff, whether you're, you know, 25 or 35, whatever, your chances are pretty good at writing something decent.
Throughout the 1960s and 70s, Ian Tyson became synonymous with Canadian folk and country music.
There's a young man that I know.
Judy Collins was responsible for that song becoming successful. Well, actually, her boyfriend at the time was Stephen Stills, you know, of Crosby, Stills, and Nash & Young. Very creative guy. But he loved the song, and he tried to get Judy, who was hot then, to record it, and she wasn't interested. But they were lovers, and so he induced her to cut it, and she cut it, and it slowly took off as a standard. It was a huge hit.
It's time to call on an old and dear friend. This lady took this song of mine and made it real famous, and I sure thank her for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Someday Soon, and Miss Judy Collins. Bring her on.
But that song was written in Sylvia Tyson's 6'4", cold water, walk up, right down in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, right down near the Williamsburg Bridge. She loved that place. They had cockroaches that I couldn't saddle.
He and Sylvia released a series of successful albums before parting ways in 1975. Ian then embraced his cowboy roots, transitioning to a more country and western style.
Well, the sun goes down in Calgary and the wagons start to roll. And hear the thunder of the rubies. It's a sound they know so well. And they cast their fate to the
After Ian and Sylvia came to a close as a duo, Ian delved deeper into cowboy roots. Ian talks about exploring this genre more fully.
You know, when you get past 30 and you want to make your living at it, you got to be prepared to expose some of those skeletons, you know, in your closet and in your family's closet. In the process, you might, people sometimes get hurt and so on and so forth, but that's what you got to do. And then the other thing, and the older you get, it's like the realtor says, location, location, location. The songwriter, the writer is read, read, read. That's the deal. Read.
In 1987, Ian Tyson released Cowboyography, an album that became a cornerstone in the world of cowboy music. With songs like Navajo Rug and Summer Wages, Ian not only paid homage to the cowboy lifestyle, but also crafted narratives that resonated with audiences far and wide.
I, Katie, shades of red and blue. I, Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you?
Ian shares about the creation of the album Cowboyography and its impact on his career.
I think the relevance of cowboy culture can be judged in its art. Storytelling goes back as far as fire. You know, one man was discovered fire and was cooking some woolly mammoth in the cave. I mean, they were telling stories while they were waiting for the mammoth to get medium rare, you know. So it goes back a long way, and it defines a culture, I believe.
Ian Tyson's influence extended beyond his own music. He was a mentor to many and a champion of traditional cowboy culture. His dedication to preserving this heritage was evident in his performances and his support of emerging artists.
Follow your dream and work to try to make it happen. Work hard to try to make it happen and be of good cheer and speak the truth.
I guess it was Hank, you know, Hank Williams said, you know, heartbreak sure as hell don't hurt your songwriting. He's right. I'm having a period of time now that I'm enjoying writing a lot. It's kind of the lifeline I'm holding on to.
Everything changed when you came to me. How I feel, how I see, how I cry. Never gonna be the same again. And it seems we're always saying goodbye.
Ian Tyson's passing in September 2022 marked the end of an era. His legacy, however, continues to inspire musicians and fans alike. His contribution to music and his embodiment of the Western spirit have made him a beloved figure in Canadian culture. The loss of Ian Tyson was a profound loss for the music world. His songs, especially Four Strong Winds, will forever be a part of Canada's musical heritage. Ian's music has been a soundtrack to many lives, including mine. His legacy will continue to inspire and resonate with generations to come. I'll never forget the day when Ian Tyson walked out on stage at my homecoming concert at the Calgary Saddle Dome. For me, this was a small-town dream come true for a young country singer whose first song ever learned on the guitar was Four Strong Winds. I'll cherish the memory, and I recall Ian with a big smile on his face saying to me and my band, "I sing it a little bit 60s and you do it a bit 90s. Years later, as I sang in tribute to him in front of a gathering of friends and neighbors at the Twin Cities Saloon in Longview, Alberta, that memory would be bittersweet. In the years leading up to his passing, Ian continued to perform, write, and share his love for the cowboy way of life. His final albums and performances were testaments to his enduring talent and passion for music. A reflection to our listeners here on Cartoons, those who were touched by Ian Tyson's music, what memories do you hold dear? How has his music influenced your life?
Cowboy pride will always get a man through, but sometimes it makes a fool of you. Good women are hard to find, talking about the faithful kind.
Ian Tyson's journey from a folk artist to a cowboy legend is a story of authenticity, perseverance, and deep connection to the roots of Canadian culture. His songs are not just melodies, they're narratives of a life lived close to the land and the heart. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Cartoons, where we honored the legendary Ian Tyson. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the rich tapestry of Alberta's music scene and the artists who have shaped it.
Cartoons, proudly supported by Cam Clark Ford. Friendly, fun, professional. They're all about providing the best deal, outstanding service, and year-round peace of mind. Visit them at camclarkford.com.